since the last earthquake in 1976. Joining us now is Roger Billum, who's a professor of geological sciences at the University of Colorado at Boulder. He's visited and researched in the Chengdu area. Professor Billum, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
You know, a lot of people, you know, may have the impression that China in this part of Sichuan, and it once was, but maybe not today, is very rural, very sort of primitive as far as infrastructure is concerned. But in fact, 87 million people or more live here. And combined with the fact that it's right on the edge of two very, very active plates, this is a combination that could conceivably spell disaster, even above the death toll that we've already seen. True?
Well, yes. What's happening here is that Tibet, the Tibetan Plateau, is being extruded. It's being pushed eastwards over the plain that Chengdu is sitting on. And the rate is about 10 millimeters a year. So the calculations from the earthquake records yesterday suggest that the earthquake slipped on average about 5 meters, which suggests that these earthquakes happen about every 500 years. And in fact, there was a very large earthquake in the region in 1933.
And with the amount of building that's taken place in Sichuan, I mean, this is a boom town. Some places are called like the Detroit of China. There are auto factories there. We've already heard of the destruction of an ammonia plant yesterday that caused all sorts of contamination of populated areas. I mean, it's a very different situation than 1976. And how vulnerable are people in these populated areas?
Well, the vulnerability is proportional to the strength of the buildings they live in. One of the problems is in the current building boom in China is that a lot of buildings have gone up. We're not sure how many had earthquake resistance. Of course, it's beginning to emerge that a lot of that construction is, in fact, inadequate to cope with strong shaking. One of the, what we've noticed in the past 50 years is the doubling of population is resulting in huge construction plans all over the planet. And the problem areas are those areas that have earthquakes like most of the Chinese or central China, parts of India, the Himalaya and so on. These areas often put earthquake-resistant construction at a very low priority because there are other problems. In China, this really shouldn't be the case because they've had a very strong earthquake program for many decades.
I mean, it's actually shocking to hear that a 7-story school collapsed to a pile of rubble 6 inches high or even a little bit more than that.
Well, it would be a little bit more, but your point is well taken. One of the things that earthquake engineers always try to guarantee is the availability of strength in schools, hospitals, and fire stations. And what we're looking at now is something that's sort of endemic in the third world that those structures are not strong enough, and they should be.
Professor Billum, we understand there's been roughly 300 aftershocks. Is that surprising to you? And what would you be expecting as someone who's studied this area?
No, the number of aftershocks is pretty typical. This is a huge earthquake. It's not a great earthquake. You require a magnitude. It needs to be about an 8 to be a great earthquake, so we haven't quite reached that. But this earthquake is of the thought that if it had hit Chengdu directly, would have resulted in a huge death toll. Right now, the death toll is around about 10,000. My feeling is it's probably going to rise because typically when you have large populations visited by an earthquake very close to it. If you had a direct hit on a city, you can kill as many as 12% of the population.
Well, it's already risen to 12,000. Roger Billum, professor of geological sciences at the University of Colorado at Boulder, thank you very much for joining us. And I should say the building that collapsed, the school that collapsed to a pile of rubble 6 feet high rather than 6 inches high. But interesting stuff. More developments we'll be following.